This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
You see, fear is famous for convincing us not to approach or to take lead of faith. And faith is not the absence of fear. Faith can coexist with fear in the very same heart. It is, however, how you feed your faith that begins to starve your fear. But fear in itself does not present itself as being a coward. Allow me to comfort you this morning and let you know that the bravest people who have acted courageously didn't only just have fear, but rather they overcame and conquered fear through faith. You see, the battle is not for you to pretend that you have no fear, but to accept and to master fear by faith. It is not that fear will not stand at your door looking in, trying to see if you'll entertain it, if you will feed it, and if you will give it a home in your heart. And trust you me, it is natural to respond in a fearful manner when you're stepping into a new job, when you are meeting your in-laws, or when you are writing that exam. Fear unmanaged, though, will sabotage your destiny. Fear unmanaged will convince you to let go of faith and run. Fear unmanaged can make you turn before you reach your goal, before you reach your destiny. Fear unmanaged is a dangerous thing. Allow me to speak to you this morning, to you in particular who God so loved, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not just send his Son into the world for you to continue to walk in fear, but rather to take over the world and subdue it. Allow me to speak to you this morning and remind you that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. No disease that is formed against you will consume you. No witch that rises up against you will destroy you. No devil sent against you will delay you or confuse you in your mission in Christ Jesus. Allow me to take this moment and remind you that fear convinces you that there is no way out and that you will continue to struggle with life. Fear convinces you that you should stop everything and run. But faith will tell you that where there is absolutely no way, God himself will make a way. Fear will tell you that not only will you survive, but you will become better. Faith will tell you that not only are you going to be better, but you're going to be bigger and brighter in everything that you do. Fear will tell you that your business will not survive. Faith will tell you that more branches are coming. Fear will tell you that your job is coming to an end. Faith will tell you that you are going to be promoted. Child of God, allow me this morning to speak to you about fear. Fear of life, fear of not becoming, fear of never reaching where God has called you to reach. Faith that moves mountain understands that fear is the first step we overcome to see the light. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If you allow fear to remain active in your life, it will take a hold of your thoughts and paralyze your forward motion and sacrifice your God-given destiny through Christ Jesus. But I'm here to declare and decree that God has given you the power to overcome the obstacles that the devil has set on your way. I've come to declare to you this morning that no matter the circumstance, God has given you the power to break the spirit of fear off of your life and has given you the strength to fight against the very fear that continues to hold you back. God has given you power to face and to conquer the fear through His word. Allow me to submit to you this morning that fear drives out peace. Fear drives out love. Fear drives out a sound mind. Sound mind. Highlight sound mind. A sound mind basically gives you a balance between reality and emotion. Reason that is within faith. God-given momentum for your life. That is what a sound mind gives you. A state of being positioned to hear only the voice of God. So I submit to you this morning, child of God, why do you let fear consume you? Why do you let fear stay in your home? Why do you let fear creep into your marriage? Why let fear creep into your career? Do you not know that it is not by strength nor by might, but by His Spirit that you are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus? The series you and I are busy with this month is called Fear Not. And I'm going to be sharing with you exactly why you need not fear. Today's word comes from Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3, and it reads as follows. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth is removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. God is our refuge and strength. Father God, in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we trust you, O God, in this season, that Father, your blood is still able to restore. Your blood is able to reconnect. Your blood is able to give us a fresh perspective. Minimize me, O God, as you make your word become flesh, that it might dwell amongst us, O God. We can only ask this in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I love how this verse completely speaks about God and how God is able to do great things. I love what it says when it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Oh. These words are so comforting. For a world that is struggling, a world that is in trouble, a world that needs help, I submit to you this morning that you should fear not. For a world that is dealing with HIV and AIDS, a world that is dealing with cancer, a world that is dealing with COVID-19, I submit to you this morning to fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up in my victorious right hand, saith the Lord. You can find that in Isaiah 41, verses 10. God is calling all of us to not be afraid. Fear not, for God is with you. Fear not, because God is your God. Fear not, because God will strengthen you. Fear not, because God will help you. Fear not, because God will support you and hold you up in His victorious right hand. He says, I am your God. This is what I deal with. Hallelujah, Bazalwan. Hallelujah. You might not fully grasp the very essence of these words until you are in trouble. You might not fully grasp the very strength of these words until you are in a car crash and come out without a scar. You might not be able to grasp the fullness of these words until you've gone into an operation room and they tell you that you almost did not make it. But child of God, fear not. For God, He says, I am with you. When you go through the valley of the shadow, I am with you. When you face tough and troubling times, I am with you. I am God all by myself. Church is indeed in session. And this morning, we are dealing with our fears. We're dealing with fears that you've probably had for a long time, or fears that are slowly creeping into your life. And only God can help us through these moments. Today's verse comes from Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3. And it lets us know and it encourages us that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. It's also very interesting for me how God reminds us of His promises to us, but also reminds us about the very tangible issues that we are subjected to while we are residents on earth. For while we are still on this earth, there will be troubles. God does not hide that from us for one second. Isn't funny how help only presents itself when you are in trouble? What good is help if you are not in trouble? Think about that for a second. Help comes when trouble rises against you. Health comes when illness rises up against you. Strength comes when weakness has overcome you. But just before you let go, just before you give up, just before you grab that rope, just before you check out, know that God is your refuge and your strength, a very present help in times of trouble. You can count on God. When things are changing and things are becoming difficult and different around you, focus your attention on God. He is with you. You have within you the presence and the strength of God. Since within you, He has breathed life and covered you with His Spirit. He is your refuge. Since you have His protection, and He will protect you by all means necessary. He is God all by Himself. How do you face your fear? How do you approach fear? Well, I hope with these few nuggets, I can be able to help you through it. The first thing I want you to understand is the first letter of the word fear, which is F. You have to face it. You have to face your fear. Studies have shown that in humans, if we repeat an event that has caused trauma, it might help to ease the anxiety or subdue it. For example, the treatment of fear of flying is often explored in therapy by you slowly embracing the idea of taking flight. It might not be on your first attempt that you skydive, but child of God, just getting into a plane and just being in that space could help you. The next time around, being in that plane and allowing it to just take off might just be a step further. You have to face your fear. It doesn't help that you ignore it. You have to face your fear. The second alphabet in the letter fear is E, which indicates to me that you have to explore it. Explore your fear. Our response generally when it comes to fear is to distance ourselves from it, is to shy away from it. If you have a fear of swimming, we'll never see you close to a swimming pool. If you have a fear of flight, we'll never see you close to anything that seems as if it might take off. But child of God, I encourage you this morning to explore your fear. It will present itself as an opportunity for you to find your freedom and grow through your fear. The third alphabet in the letter fear is one that is very interesting to me. Accept it. It is impossible to treat, to beat, learn, or defeat your enemy you have not yet accepted. You have to accept that you have a fear in a specific space for you to be able to rise above it. Child of God, the last alphabet is rise above it. When all else fails, when all other circumstances seem to be looking west and you have approached your fears, you have faced your fears, you have explored your fear, the next thing is for you to rise above it. Take that leap of faith. Let God Himself direct you and strengthen you as you explore your fear. Child of God, I want to encourage you this morning. If you have a fear, I encourage you to face it, explore it, accept it, and rise above it.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.